Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Someone needs to grab that little elf and chuck him across the
Oh, Ron DeSantis talking about chucking Fauci the fraud across the Potomac. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. That is just classic. That's what politicians don't want to say. He's talking about, this is, of course, based on Fauci retiring, and Ron DeSantis says, chuck that little fraud across the Potomac. That just warms my heart. Because you know what? We are so amazingly sanctimonious. Let me tell you a story. I'm talking to a buddy of mine. He says, hey, Kevin, we need to change academia, blah, 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 blah. And I said, you can change academia very quickly. I said, call it what it is. It's racist and classist. And he says, oh, see, we can't go. I disagree. We can't go that route. We just can't go that route. And I went, okay, great. So here's what you've just said to me. Now, I'm a management consultant. I understand risk and I understand the long game. That's what I do for a living. You are none of those things. I'm also a logistician. I mean, I know logic. So you asked me, what do you think we need to do in academia? And why are you asking this? Because being an academic, you've watched it go down, 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 down. By the way, the person that told me this, one of the most learned men on the planet, he said to me these very words, Kevin, when you're dealing with academia, they don't want to be told they're wrong. They don't want outsiders to come in and tell them that they're wrong. They also, in the certain schools like Harvard, the Ivy Leagues, these schools pride themselves on not really accomplishing anything. They study, study, study. They're not doers. And even if the study doesn't turn out right, it's okay because it was all for the greater good. It was all, pardon me, in an effort to prove themselves in one way or the other. So it's never wrong. And you can't come in to solve a problem. So I said, see, that's the problem with academia. It doesn't run like the real world. It doesn't run where if you spend $20 million researching something, you actually want a result. And if it shows you that you've gone down the wrong path, you should course correct. What you've told me, I said this to him, what you've told me is you have a bunch of people who want yes men. They don't want anybody who's a contrarian. Now, I can give you a couple of I'm not going to mention names or whatever because it doesn't matter. But one of the guys that I'm talking about won a Nobel Peace Prize for the work that he did in anthropological studies. So he's winning this. He wins this. He goes into a faculty meeting. He says something that is considered racist. He made a comment about early childhood development, the lack of fathers and families, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, he's out. And when I tell you he's out, a Nobel Peace Prize winning economist, a guy who studies anthropological effects on society as it pertains to the economic condition, just to give it, you know, the due that it's needed from an academic perspective, and they cast him aside. Because he dare not follow the party line that says, nope, the reason why black kids can't learn is racism. It has nothing to do with their surroundings or anything of their conditions. Now, this is what's happening. So when I tell him, I say, okay, I'm going to tell you how to fix academia. You call it what it is. It's racist and it's classist. No, 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 Kevin, that's what you know. Now you're going to make him mad. I go, I'm going to make him mad? Really? So that's the deal. We don't want to make academia mad, which, by the way, is just what you told me. They don't want to be told they're wrong. They don't want to be told they're wrong by their own academics, and they don't want to be told they're wrong by people who are exercising common sense. And you want to call this higher learning? I said, this is ridiculous. There is racism rampant throughout our education system. I ask them, tell me, where are the worst schools? What neighborhoods are the worst schools? Blacks and Hispanics. Well, why is that? Is it just luck of the draw? What? It's racism. And he goes, and here's what he says. He goes, yeah, and they, you get the worst teachers over there. Well, great. So not only do you have the worst schools, you have the worst teachers. You don't have the Clarks, you know, the Joe Clarks that are going to come in and clean it up and make it better, because the academic system doesn't want that. It doesn't want to teach you. It doesn't want to teach black kids and Hispanics. So what does it do? It makes them into radicals. Now, what good is that going to do this nation? None. So we know it's racist. I've given you stats. 60% of black kids who go to college do not graduate in a 6-year program. They leave with more debt. They go into college at a reading level less than their non-black peers. I could go on. That's the system that you don't want to admit has some racist tendency. In other words, if it were something that involved the conservative movement, you can be guaranteed they'd be pointing the finger of racism at us. And it's definitely classist. These are people that they don't even want to recognize you if your PhD comes from Joe Watsamata. Your PhD, I didn't even realize this until I was talking to some people. I was like, oh, he's a doctor guy. He got his PhD from so-and-so. And I was like, what's that got to do with anything? Well, he didn't get his PhD from an Ivy League. His undergrad is not from one of the approved snobby schools. It's elitist, classist, and it's racist. That's what academia is, and nobody wants to address it. Oh, if you do that, people will be this, that, or the other. Let me tell you something. Go to a guy who graduated from Harvard. I have a friend. He donates I'm talking millions of dollars to Harvard. And we were talking about this, and he says, yeah, but I got to donate. And you want to know why they donate? They don't want to be kicked out of the boys' club. That's why they donate. They have to protect their investment. They went there for a particular reason so they could get that pedigree, and they don't want to be kicked out of the old boys club. That's why we perpetrate this nonsense. Now, going back to DeSantis. DeSantis says, throw Fauci across the Potomac. Let's chuck that little leprechaun across the Potomac. That is so non-political. That is so, I don't care what your pedigree is. I don't care how much you're protecting people. I'm going to challenge it. When did he get his chutzpah? Let me tell you, he's always had it. Don't misunderstand me. But it was bolstered by watching Trump, by watching a guy that says, you know what? You can graduate from an elite school like Wharton, where my oldest son went, graduated magna cum laude, but it doesn't have to make you a snob. You can still be an ordinary person who wants to solve problems. And we're going to talk today about a problem that somebody's actually cried foul on, and that's this mess, this lie, this scam of Wu Flu. And I'll show you that these people have been lying to us for quite some time. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We're going to get back to this whole Wu Flu nonsense. And I'm going to yet again prove to the listeners that what I've been talking about for the longest time is exactly what I predicted it. I got it right. And you know how I got it right? Because I don't listen to other people. I just observe. I do what the Chinese did in the martial arts. They watched the crouching tiger. You know, they watched the monkey. They watched, you know, the cobra. And they developed these martial arts based on how animals, you know, fought. And so that's what you do. You observe. You observe the world around you. And that is I'm not telling you it's the end all be all, but it's certainly one of the factors that you need to put into your analysis of the world. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Before I get into more validation of what I've already known, and it's going to make me look even better. I know it's hard to do, but it's going to happen. I want to talk about this election fraud thing, because that's one of these other issues that I've been preaching to you guys, saying, look, I guarantee you they cheated. I know they cheated. You want to know why I know? I got an undercover video and I'm making a movie about it, Beyond the Mules, and I hope you'll support it. Donate to help us make this film, because I'm not a rich guy. And luckily, I got some folks that got us seeded. They seeded the money for us to get it started, but I still got to make a film. We still need more money. So I hope you'll support us there. But I want to play this clip. This is Acosta debating a guy named Chad Wolf about election fraud. And this just goes into this whole narrative of how they lie to us. And then I'm going to talk about Joe Biden's latest rally. Then we'll get into the whole story of Wu Flu, framed again in another way that I think you'll be able to get it. But here's Acosta just essentially putting his foot in his mouth.
So you think there was election fraud?
I think there's a number of election irregularities, illegalities, and fraud. And I think that's been widely reported.
But enough to alter the outcome of the 2020 election? Are you an election denier?
I would say any type of fraud. Type of election fraud. No, this is important. Any type of election. I don't want to just bypass, was it a little or is it a lot? Right? Any election fraud should be addressed. And I don't think we can say just, hey, there's a little fraud, so that's okay.
Who won
at the end of the day? Chad, I think that's very, very important.
Who won the 2020 election?
Obviously, Joe Biden is president.
No.
I mean, there is... I just answered your question.
No, but he is the president, obviously.
He is the president.
I've seen folks from Trump World parse this out and say, okay, Joe Biden is president. We know that. Okay, yeah. That is a matter of fact. Do you believe that he won that election fair and square?
I believe that... I just answered the question first. Let me answer it in two parts. One, Joe Biden is president. Two, a number of irregularities, illegalities, and fraud occurred during 2020.
But not sufficient to throw...
I don't have all of that evidence. I think there's been a number of reporting.
You sound like a conspiracy theorist. You sound like an election denialist.
How is that a conspiracy theorist?
Let's look at Joe Biden won the election. Won the election.
So there you go, folks. We're parsing now how much fraud. We know there's fraud. Was there enough fraud? Because Acosta doesn't care about the fraud. Are you an election denier? I am. Who won the 2020 election? Donald Trump. I'm happy to answer your question, Acosta. Donald Trump did. And yes, there was plenty of fraud. Because you know, and everybody else knows, the common sense. I'm not even going to say it, but you know the whole thing about Obama. You know the thing. But this is the way these people work. They want to beat you down. Well, you need to just say it. I'll say it. Donald Trump won. Joe Biden got placed into office by people who cheated him in. You satisfied? These are the same tactics that were used to make people believe that we were idiots because we saw the ruse of Wu Flu. They wanted us to you're an election denier. You're a Wu Flu denier. I don't know what they didn't come up with anything like that, but they did come up with anti-vaxxer. Remember that little statement? You're an anti-vaxxer. And it's all meant to demonize you and to win you over and to make you go, well, you know, I guess you're right. I guess I should get the vaccination, you know, whatever. And it's all manipulation. So whether we're talking about, you know, the absolutely insanity to believe that a guy who couldn't get in Arizona, I can tell you, God is my witness. When the motorcade came in to Arizona, there was one person holding up a sign welcoming Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Previously, when they were working their way through the state, which they ultimately canceled the trips because they couldn't get 10 people to show up. There was a rally, I call it a rally, that had more entourage people from Biden than there were people in attendance. They began at the state up in the northern area, Arizona. By the time they got to Phoenix, it was down to one person. But they want you to believe that this guy was so popular and the other guy was so hated that he won, that Biden won. It's ridiculous. And you know, what's funny to me is they want you, when you see it, it's so obvious. And they go, but you know, I don't see it. And I don't see what you're seeing. And when I was a kid, it was kind of the joke of my brother. He would go, you know, something like, well, you're not black. And you go, I am black. But you're not black. And he go, and he would give you a bunch of gobbledygook and try to convince. And it was funny because my older brother, he would do this to me. His name is my cousin, but he lived with us. And he would do this for me when he came home from college, and he would just test my resolve. You know, you say something ridiculous. And you go, but Kevin, everybody thinks that. Everybody, I mean, you're the only one that's not thinking that. And he would do it, and I would go, well, I don't care what everybody's thinking. It's idiotic to think this way. And he would just walk away, and he would smile. You know, but as I look back on those lessons, what he was saying to me is, I'm going to test your resolve. I'm going to see if I can make you believe the ridiculous. Because if I can do it, I'm going to. He knew it was something that you could not let somebody live with. It would make you go with the flow. And I'm going to tell you right now, it is one of the reasons I don't go with the flow. Because he would do these stupid little lessons with me, and I would go. He would do his very best to make it seem like I was the only one in the family who didn't believe something. I go, well, if I'm the only one in the family who doesn't believe it, then y'all are just crazy. And he'd walk away smiling, you know, or chuckling. And I know what it is now. So anyway, these guys, they want us to deny what we know. You will deny this. Yes, the Wu flu is real. It killed all these people and, you know, it infected this many. And then, oh, you know what? Let's keep that number down. Because if you said it, if something infects 20 million people and a million die, well, 5%. But if something infects 100 million people and a million die and it's 1%, it isn't quite as powerful of a message. And I said early on, that's what they were doing with the Wu flu numbers. They wouldn't tell you who was infected. Now, when they started, you could get it without even knowing. But by the end of it, they're, well, these are the numbers. And then there was a focus on the number of people who died, which, of course, as we all know, they lied about that. People dying with it, but not from it. And then we got to the vaccinations. And then we got to, what are the possible cures? What are the possible remedies for this so that you don't have to spend trillions of dollars? And that's what I want to get into next. Because yet again, I have been proven right. And probably so.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bring your patients, check in online, don't check a bag if you don't have to. Book early flights because if it does get delayed or canceled, you'll still have a better chance of getting out.
Sound advice from travel expert Lee Avamonte as airports are packed, as travelers take off on those last summer vacations ahead of the Labor Day weekend. According to AAA, over 130 million Americans are traveling over this long holiday weekend. The Department of Veterans Affairs announcing for the first time in history they will provide abortion services and counseling to veterans in cases of health dangers, rape, and incest, even at federal facilities in states that have outlawed abortion. NASA's Jeremy Parsons says the weather forecast is improving for Saturday's attempt to launch the Artemis 1 rocket from Cape Canaveral, Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News. Economists have mixed reviews on the August jobs report.
The August jobs report from the Labor Department on Friday revealed good news and bad news. Employers added 315,000 jobs last month, despite a sputtering economy. Experts had predicted about 300,000 jobs. The unemployment rate, unfortunately, jumped up from July 3.5 to 3.7%. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The White House and other federal agencies regularly communicated with social media companies like Facebook about content moderation and censorship decisions, according to newly released documents. Attorneys General Jeff Landry from Louisiana and Eric Schmidt from Missouri filed a request on Wednesday seeking communications between federal agencies and social media firms such as Meta, Twitter, and YouTube. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Totally anecdotal. I was about a week into the process of getting my four-year-old vaccinated, and when we went, I found out he was the first person at the pharmacy of his age group to get the vaccine. I was floored by that. But I just also wonder how this compares when you're looking at kids of other age groups, Elizabeth.
Yes, so there's a distinct lack of enthusiasm for the younger children, but it's really not great for older children either. When you take a look at children 5 to 11, only 30% of them have been vaccinated, and it's been available to them for months now. And for older children ages 12 to 17, it's been available for a very long time, and it's only a 60% vaccination rate. So vaccination rates for adults have gotten much, much better over time. These numbers are sort of lingering at some pretty low percentages.
That clip floors me because this is a mother who's shocked that other people don't want to get their little guys vaccinated. Yeah, we're going to be talking about vaccination quite a bit in the next hour, because I had some people write to me, and there's this still ongoing battle between the vaccinated, and there's a little mini battle still with these mask people, the people that still want a virtue signal and go, oh, we're wearing our mask, we're still protecting the world. Good for you guys. There'll be plenty of them. Only 30% of the kids under the age of 5 are vaxxed. Let me tell you what that number should be. 0. 60% of those 12 to 17 are going to have massive complications. And here's what's interesting. I'm going to talk about Wu Flu today. There's plenty to talk about, but here's what I want you to understand, the metaphor of what I'm telling you. I'm telling you whether it's Wu Flu, whether it's climate change, whether it's blacks being killed by cops or whatever, leftists or lying scumbags who will utilize data to make it appear as though something is bad, or you're killing the earth, or you're killing black people, or you're killing the general population because you won't wear your mask or get your shot or whatever. It's all nonsense. All nonsense. The NIH, folks, is setting Americans up to tell us what we already know, because now they're discussing ivermectin as a possible treatment for COVID. Now, before we get to this, I want you to understand, I predicted the left would back away from WuFu like it never happened. They recommended masking as manufacturers posted warnings directly on their products stating, this will not stop airborne diseases. Oh, Kevin, but I wear an N95 mask, which is effective for all of about 20 minutes, and then it doesn't work. They get dirty, they're nasty, and all those people that are virtue signaling that they're protecting you, there were people making their own little mask out of panty liners or whatever. None of it worked, and we know it didn't work. But then they recommended what, folks? They recommended that we quarantine, we lock down. They recommended that businesses close so we don't spread it around. because that's going to keep us all from getting it. Meanwhile, we were getting it at rates that were like any other disease. People got COVID overwhelmingly, and what? What? That's right. They lived. They survived. Despite all the warnings and the dire straits of, oh my God, we could all die, man. So what? With so much money to be made during the scam, the Fed just plowed ahead. They didn't care. They looked at the money. There were people bean counters in the back going, man, this will be the best take we've ever done. You talk about Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, Ocean 13. This is Ocean's 20 right here, baby. Despite massive evidence on the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine with a vitamin regimen and ivermectin, Fauci the fraud and others pushed vaccines. These snake oil salesmen manipulated data to bolster their diabolical plot against the American people, and thousands, tens of thousands of people died needlessly. That is the history that will be remembered about this time. Goebbels ain't got nothing on Fauci the fraud or the Love Gov or all these other woke governors who were in on this money grab and did not care about human life. They cared about money and power. And now we learn this little tidbit of information. This is from the National Institute of Health website. Google it for yourselves. Don't believe me. This is no Babylon Bee story here. By the way, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want you to remember all the stuff going around about ivermectin. It's a horse tranquilizer. How dare Joe Rogan mention ivermectin? How dare people do it? We aren't going to prescribe ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. It'll kill people. We're the experts. We know more about it. And they wouldn't describe hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. Prescribe. Did I say describe? I meant prescribe. Doctors, no, that's against my ethics. What, to save lives and save money for the American people? From the NIH website, I read you the following. Reports from in vitro studies suggest that ivermectin acts by inhibiting host important alpha/beta-1 nuclear transport proteins, which are part of a key intracellular transport process. Viruses hijack the process and enhance infection by suppressing the host antiviral response. In addition, ivermectin docking may interfere with SARS-CoV-2 spike protein attachment to the human cell membrane. Some studies of ivermectin have also reported potential anti-inflammatory properties, which have been postulated to be beneficial in people with COVID-19. I give you Kevin Jackson! Stop cheering. Y'all quit it. Y'all stop it. Knock it off. Okay, no, you keep going. Knock it off! This is from the NIH website. This is not Kevin Jackson. Now, let me tell you. I'll just wait. Let me give you the next part. Here's what the next part says. Ivermectin has been shown to inhibit replication of SARS-CoV-2 in cell structures. So in other words, it won't let you transport COVID to the human cells, and those that are there, it won't let replicate. So it dies on the vine. Now, here's what they go on to say, because I want to be very clear that they are, you know, it's not a complete endorsement, but it's as close as you're going to get. They say this. However, pharmacokinetic and pharmacodynamic studies suggest that achieving the plasma concentrations necessary for the antiviral efficacy detected in vitro would require administration of doses of up to 100-fold higher than those approved for use in humans. So what the NIH is saying is, look, we do see some benefit of ivermectin in studies where it does not allow for the transport of the COVID spike protein, nor will it allow the COVID spike protein to replicate. But it has to be in such high doses that it's not effective. Now, this isn't them admitting directly that ivermectin works, but it's as close as a bureaucracy will come to an admission. Ivermectin inhibits replication of the SARS-CoV virus. That's factual. It inhibits the transport of the spike proteins. That is factual. And here's what you're going to learn. You're going to learn that it doesn't do anything to hinder your immune system. See, that's what mRNA does. It says, I'm going to kill your immune system, replace it with mine, change your DNA, and I'll take over from here. It's kind of like the government, you know, when they say, we're the government and we're here to help. That's what the mRNA spike protein does to your body. And if your body is smart, your body says, we don't want your help. Get the heck out of here. I don't want you. Okay. Okay. So what ivermectin worked? The clinical trials for ivermectin were performed by people, get this, wait for it, here it comes people, pay attention, by people who actually took the drug. They took ivermectin. And you know what happened? It worked. And you know what else it did? It worked so good, it even cured cancer. And it reduced the inflammation of the joint. It's helping arthritis. I mean, if you got arthritis, you better take yourself some ivermectin. So it works. But the leftist medical experts, and I use my finger quotes, they ridiculed people who dare take ivermectin, calling it a horse tranquilizer, and accusing those of taking the antiviral of being idiots. $6 trillion later, folks, and now the NIH studies indicate what we, many of us anyway, already knew. So what else have they lied about? Because they haven't even told the complete truth here. They're saying, well, you know, there's evidence that leads to this, and we have studies, blah, blah, blah. What they're telling you is very simple. They don't want to give you the full truth. But eventually, even some Democrats wake up, and in the next segment when we get back, we're going to talk about one such Democrat, a woman who was a dyed-in-the-wool mask wearer, vaxxer, and suddenly has changed her mind.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended? Your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested. That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Leftism spun in on itself recently. There's a lady, I think her name is Leah, and she was so, I mean, you got to hear this clip. She was so vax and mask in the, just dyed in the wool, going with the party line of Fauci. And I'm going to play this clip. Get that clip ready for me. Play this clip of this woman talking about vaccine mandates. She wanted vaccine mandates. Like, I mean, to the point of, I mean, it just infuriated me. Listen for yourself.
I absolutely think we should have that requirement. I think it was a major oversight on the part of the Biden administration to not issue this yesterday. And we have to talk about the reason. The reason isn't so much that we need to keep our train travel and plane travel even safer. They are pretty safe, although I definitely think that having a vaccine requirement would make it even safer and probably encourage many people who are vaccinated or who have young kids and want to protect them. Maybe it'll help to encourage those people to start traveling again. But there's an even bigger reason, too, which is I think we really need to make it clear that there are privileges associated with being an American, that if you wish to have these privileges, you need to get vaccinated. Travel and having the right to travel interstate, it's not a constitutional right as far as I know to board a plane. And so saying that if you want to stay unvaccinated, that's your choice. But if you want to travel, you better go get that vaccine.
Dr. Nguyen, Jeffrey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Can you believe that? Not a constitutional right to board a plane. There are privileges associated with being American, and your freedom of movement is a privilege. Now, understand, this is a Chinese woman. She was raised where it is a privilege for you to be able to move around, and the Chinese culture, man, they got cameras everywhere. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Anyway, so she goes on, and this lady that said it was a privilege for you to travel, she talks about her experience, a new experience, and I'm going to get through this kind of quickly because we'll run out of time. But she says, for the first year of the pandemic, they were extremely cautious. She and her family, she said, I gave birth in April of 2020, shortly after Wu Flu hit. To protect the baby, my husband, I pulled our then 2-year-old son out of preschool. We socialized outdoors only at a safe distance. I limited indoor activities to work and grocery shopping, never without our N95 mask. She says, after the vaccines became available to adults, she said, I wrote that vaccinated people could relax their precautions based on their level of risk tolerance. My tolerance remained low because of my unvaccinated kids. I still avoided indoor restaurants, mask at indoor gatherings unless they were both required proof of vaccination, recent negative tests. Our son restarted preschool, but we made sure that he was always masked. Play dates were strictly outdoors only. Everything changed last winter with the arrival of Omicron. This variant is so contagious with its derivative strains, blah, 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 that preventing COVID-19 became nearly impossible. Before Omicron, the CDC estimated that 1/3 of Americans had been infected. By the way, that was a lie. She says by the end of February, after the first Omicron surge, that climbed to nearly 60%, including 3 of 4 children. It became clear that the goal I'd hoped for, containment of COVID-19, was not reachable. The Wu flu was here to stay. She calls it coronavirus, but she says with this new indefinite time frame, the benefit-risk calculus of mitigation measures shifted dramatically. In other words, she's saying that now that I know it's here, I'm probably going to get, there's nothing I can do, I'm probably going to get it. I have to think about it differently. So she says, I was willing to limit my children's activities for a year or two, but not for their entire childhood. Given how careful we'd been, it wasn't easy to change my mindset to accept Wu flu as a recurring risk. But the high transmissibility of new variants meant that we would have to pay an increasingly high price if our goal was to keep avoiding the virus. I begin to think of it as I do other everyday risks, such as falls or car accidents or drowning. Now I'm going to stop there for just a second and say, she finally got sanity. That's exactly what Wu flu is. At some point, you're going to face it. I got it. My son didn't get it. Melissa didn't get it. People around me didn't get it. Even though I knew. I didn't know I had it at the time, but everybody I was around, I got a bug, you know, oh, Kev, you know, my friends would come over. None of them got it, but for me, fast forward a year later, I go, Brian goes, yeah, caught Wu flu. Oh, okay, you got it. Well, he didn't get it from me. It wasn't lingering around on his shoulder going, hey, Kevin's Wu flu waiting to get you. Somehow you got it. Just like every now and then you're going to get in a car wreck or, you know, something stupid in your life's going to happen and you're going to get a hernia operation, which I got a year or two ago, whatever. You're going to have to get something. So she's finally waking up to,
you know, it can happen. And she says, of course I want to shield my children from injuries, and I take precautions, such as using car seats and teaching them how to swim so they don't drown. By the same logic, I vaccinated them against the coronavirus, but I won't put their childhood on hold in an effort to eliminate all risk. Now, I think people that gave their kids a shot, I think these people, at some point, somebody's going to look at them as bad parents, and they're going to look back and when their children start having other issues, they're going to say, I shouldn't have done that. Anyway, she said it helped, too, that Omicron is milder than other previous variants. The likelihood of severe outcomes, including the feared multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children, is much lower now than it was during the Delta and Alpha surges. The odds of developing long COVID are also lower with Omicron compared with previous strains. Vaccination, while less protective against symptomatic disease due to Omicron, continue to provide excellent protection, blah, blah, blah. So she's still a vaxxer. Yeah. But she says, over the past several months, my family has eased back on our precautions. We see other families indoor without mask or testing and have resumed travel and attending events. Our son, who turns 5 this week, started indoor soccer and indoor play dates. Our pandemic baby, now 2, went to day camp this summer. Both kids are starting school next week. Now that they are fully vaccinated, we do not plan to limit their activities. And like most parents in their school, will not be masking them in the classroom. Here's what I could tell Dr. Leanna Nguyen. All that precaution, completely unnecessary. Life as we know it has gone back to normal, and the people that did stupid stuff now want to act like I did the right thing. I contributed to society, I vaccinated my kids, and now everything's good, and I can go back to normal. I'm starting to sound like Donald Trump. It is all good. So she's saying, I'm going back. She says, now I accept the risk that my kids will probably contract COVID-19, just as they could contract the flu or respiratory syncytiovirus or whatever, another contagious disease. That's for most American. COVID in our family will almost certainly be mild. And like most Americans, we made the decision that following precautions strict enough to prevent the highly contagious BA5 will be challenging. Masking has harmed our son's language development. And limiting both kids' extracurricular activities and social interactions would negatively affect their childhood and hinder my and my husband's ability to work. Now, she says, other families will view these trade-offs differently. Some will maintain strict precautions to protect the severely immunocompromised household member. Some may decide on something in between. For example, kids might resume their pre-pandemic activities, but the family still mask at airports, blah, blah, blah. This is all a rationalization to say, if you continue with the nonsense and the virtue signaling, it'll still be okay. But as for us, well, we've gone back to normal. Well, let me tell you. With or without shots, normal was coming. The shots, the vaccines didn't help. She won't admit it, but it didn't help. What she's saying is, I wasted 2 years of my children's lives because I fell under the hypnotic guise of, we're going to get this thing in check. When have we ever gotten a flu bug in check? In the history of man, never. I came to the conclusion, the minute they said Wu Flu came out, I literally said to myself, okay, I hope it's not as deadly as they're saying. And I don't think it is. I mean, this was at the very beginning because I said, we're all going to get it. At some point, you're going to get it. I ran into a guy that was golfing and he goes, yeah, man, I haven't had it, knock on wood. And I go, you're going to get it. You can knock on wood all day long and twice on Sunday. You're going to get it. So the only thing you're doing is what I said was, bring it. Bring it because I'm going to get it and I'm going to let my body do what it do, because at the end of the day, we're going to go from something. And I don't think Wu Flu's going to take me out. And I was right. And it isn't taking out most people. Finally, some of these people are waking up.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.